Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold. Hey, Tailblazers, it's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. To start, we have a message from one of our favorite kids' podcasts, What If World. Take a listen.
I'm casting a spell on you, so you'll listen to Mr. Eric's podcast, What If World. He turns your kids' questions into stories.
Questions like, what if a pirate and a ninja got along?
Or what if a fairy turned into a giant? What If World is improvised stories for kids, with real lessons behind them. Find it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I thought you were just a giant.
Well, I got better.
Okay.
Before we get started, here's a special shout out to a Tailblazer who calls themselves Smiling Daisy 62. They left us an awesome review on Apple Podcasts, filled to the brim with emojis. Thank you to Smiling Daisy and to the rest of you for listening to Girl Tales. Now, a message for the grown-ups. Do you run a business? Girl Tales is seeking sponsors for our episodes, and we want to promote you. If you're interested, email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com. And if you don't have a business, you can always support Girl Tales by going to patreon.com/girltales and donating today. You'll get a shout-out on our next episode, access to Girl Tales coloring pages, the scripts to our fairy tales, downloads of our songs, and so much more. And now, on to our episode. This is Little Girls Doing Big Things with Sadie, the electro-punk performing artist. Enjoy! Okay, hi Sadie.
Hi.
Okay, so can you tell me how old you are?
I'm 7 and a half.
So Sadie, you are a musician, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of music do you play?
Well, I do synthesizers and drum machines, and I also yell, so kind of pop rock bit.
I heard you also call your music skull rock. Do you still call it that?
That's one of my songs, yeah. And it's my I play in everything, and even in one of my tapes, it was space themed, but I still had skull rock in it. It's the first song I ever made.
So what's a synthesizer?
So my synthesizer, it's a thing it makes like cool sound, and you can like turn knobs to change, and you can record and stuff.
It's like an electronic machine?
Yeah.
What does a drum machine do?
A drum machine, it, when you tap buttons, it's, you just tap buttons, it looks almost exactly like a synthesizer, and you tap buttons and it makes drum sounds, so you don't actually have to use real drums. And a mixer, I just got it like a week ago, so I'm not that used to it, but I know I can play stuff that started at the exact same time, and I can press buttons to stop.
That's so cool. How does a 7-year-old kid end up with a synthesizer and a drum machine and a mixer? How did that happen?
Well, I listened to my dad's music, and I wanted to start my own, so he told me I could.
I listened to all the space-themed music. How did you get into that?
First, I just thought it was cool, so I had a birthday party of space, and then when I had a birthday party, I thought it was really cool, so I decided to make a tape of it.
That's awesome. So, wait, some kids don't know what a tape is. What's a tape?
Well, it's kind of like a CD, or like, you put it in a tape player, then it plays music.
It's kind of old school, right? Like, I used to listen to tapes when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay, are there any musicians that inspire you or that you want to be like?
Well, I like M.I.A. And I like Bikini Kill. They wrote a song called Rebel Girl.
The first thing I thought of, Sadie, when listening to your music was Bikini Kill. And for the listeners that don't know who or what Bikini Kill is, Bikini Kill is an all-women band led by a singer named Kathleen Hanna. And they make music a lot like yours, Sadie. They yell a lot and they have a lot of important messages about what it means to be a girl, right?
Yeah.
Girls are sometimes told not to yell and to be really nice. How does it feel to be on stage and get to yell as much as you want?
It feels really good. Because, like, I can't really yell at home because I don't want to disturb the neighbors or anything. And I can do really loud yelling.
Are there a lot of girls making music like you are?
I bet there are a lot of girls. And because music isn't just for boys. Anyone can make it.
That's right. And you get up and you go on stage all by yourself. Is that right?
No one's on stage with me. My parents are always in the audience, but no one's on stage with me.
Is that scary?
Well, once I got used to it, it wasn't scary anymore.
And how'd you get used to it?
I just kept on doing it. I thought it was really fun, and then I finally stopped being nervous.
There are probably some listeners out there who want to go make their own music, but they don't know where to start. Do you have any advice for them?
Well, you can start by maybe getting music apps on your mom or your phone or something, or your tablet, and then you play around with it, and maybe you can start at home. Like, you can make music with anything, so, like, you can tap sticks on the table or something. And then keep on doing it, and maybe, if you want, you can maybe make your own instruments. Or you can maybe save up money to buy some, and then you just have to start practicing. And if you want to like more than just you and your band, you can start getting people, then you can start practicing, then start playing shows.
Have you written any new songs lately?
Well, I did just haven't really written new songs, but I've played a song that I've only played once a long time ago called Kidcore.
Mm-hmm. What's it about?
Well, before I do the song, I tell the kids to step up front. And it's about how kids can do stuff and you don't have to be an adult to do stuff.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but sometimes it's usually only adults, so that's why I said step up to the front. I did that song because only like once in a while I do shows with kids and act it.
How did kids react when you do perform in front of them?
Well, they usually, especially if I'm friends with them, they usually really cheer and stuff.
I'm going to post your song at the end of the episode, but where else can our listeners find Sadie's music?
You can find it if you go on sadiesadiesadie.bandcamp.com.
Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners?
Well, if you are a kid and you think you can't do stuff like adults can do it, anyone can do anything if they try hard.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for inviting me.
That was Little Girls Doing Big Things with Sadie, the electropunk performing artist. This episode was executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van White. If you'd like to purchase Sadie's music, head to sadiesadiesadie.bandcamp.com. I'll leave that link for you in our show notes. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and join our Patreon to get all the cool Girl Tales stuff. Remember, I believe in you, and I'll leave you with a song by Sadie called Skull Rock.